Borges' life and works. Jorge Luis Borges was born in Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina, in August 1899. By the turn of the 20th century, Buenos Aires was already a city of considerable wealth and sophistication, more so than many capital cities in Europe, and was regarded as the cultural center of South America. Borges was born into a distinguished family whose ancestors included an Argentine cavalry officer who played a leading role in the country's 19th century struggle for independence from Spain. Another branch of the family was British, and Borges learned to speak English before he spoke Spanish, acquiring the nickname Georgie, an English version of his name. His father was a lawyer with frustrated literary ambitions, who also took up as a part-time teacher of psychology at a prestigious English-language girls' school in the city. His extensive library was filled with works by mainly English-language writers, such as Robert Louis Stevenson, H.G. Wells, and Mark Twain, all of which would later be eagerly absorbed by the precocious young Borges. Despite the family's middle-class status, their home was in Palermo, then a run-down suburb on the northern outskirts of the city, whose dives and cheap nightclubs were notorious for tango dancing, then considered highly unrespectable, and lethal knife fights among the Italian immigrants and indigenous lowlifes. Later in his life, Borges would find himself mentally drawn to investigate this forbidden territory. Although Borges' father was something of a womanizer in the accepted traditional manner of the period, life at home was largely happy, and young Georgie developed a close relationship with his mother, his sister Nora, and his English grandmother. Borges' mother would often take young Georgie to the nearby Palermo Zoo, where he developed a curious obsession with a tiger. He would insist upon standing before its cage until sunset, when the zoo closed, and one of his earliest creations was a childish drawing of this tiger, dating from when he was just 4 years old. Until the age of 9, Georgie was educated at home. Many of his father's friends were poets and writers, one of them the poet Evaristo Carriego, who used to arrive at Borges' home and give dramatic recitals of his poetry. Borges would later recall, "I didn't understand any of it, but poetry was revealed to me because I saw..."